The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Jerry Boyer. Welcome to Meeting of Minds podcast. My guest back for a second appearance is Shannon Royce, who is the head of the Christian Employers Alliance, CEA. I'm a member. We're a member. Boyer Research is a member because we're Christians and we're employers, and we need to be allied with other people. And Shannon is here to talk to us about an important conference that she has coming up soon. First of all, Shannon, thank you for being with us again.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jerry. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Okay, so what are the dates of the conference?
It's September 28th and 29th at the Museum of the Bible. Sorry for the siren going by. That always has to happen when you're taping.
It just tells us that it's urgent that people get there to the conference. It adds a sense of urgency.
Right.
It's an emergency. Get to the Museum of the Bible on that date.
Yes. September 28th and 29th. It's a Thursday, Friday. We begin at noon on Thursday, and we go through closing dinner Friday night. So we'll go till about 10 on Friday night. So people should come in and stay until Saturday morning. We've got all the details worked out for the hotel and the museum, and we would really love to have them join us.
You know, a lot of people haven't been to see the Museum of the Bible yet. So, I mean, there's a good reason right there just to see that.
Yeah, it is a phenomenal facility. There is so much history and archaeology there. Definitely something to bring your family to, your children to. One of the reasons that we've started doing our summit on Thursday, Friday, instead of early or midweek, is to encourage our employers to come with their spouse and bring their children if they have children and experience the history and all that is offered here in Washington, D.C. It's really a remarkable, beautiful city.
How many conferences have you had?
Well, this is my third. But as you know, I joined CEA in March of 2021. And so we had a fall summit that first year held in Oklahoma City. And then last year and this year, we've been at Museum of the Bible.
If you look back over the conferences that you've done in the past, afterwards, people talk to you, they come up to you, or they send emails after, or they fill out a survey. What have you heard from people about why they are glad that they went? Because when people are trying to decide whether to go to a summit or a conference, they kind of want to know, well, afterwards, will I be glad that I went? What have people said to you about that?
Well, I think the critical message we've received is that both of our meetings have been truly impactful to people. So my goal, whenever we do this kind of event, Jerry, is really threefold. I want to educate our people. I want them to understand what's going on the issues. I want to encourage them, right? I want them to know that we do still believe that God is on his throne and he is working in the affairs of men, and he is doing good things, even when things don't look good around us. Mm. And there's a lot of not look good around us right now, right?
Yes.
We want to educate. We want to encourage. But the third thing that we want to always do is to challenge our members to engagement. I have no desire to fill the heads of members and prospects with just a lot more information that they go home and do nothing with, right? We want to educate, we want to encourage, but we want to challenge them to take what they have learned and do something with it. And the feedback and responses that we have gotten from the last 2 years have been that the conferences have done exactly that. It has challenged them to engage as Christian business owners in their businesses and in their communities.
A lot of the conservative Christian conversation about issues in the marketplace and in politics seems like it's driven by outrage, and outrage leads to frustration. So outrage is a tension creator.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, we have the emotion of outrage. I mean, God invented every emotion that we have.
Sure.
Satan isn't able to make up any new emotions. I mean, Satan just causes us to have the wrong emotion, you know, at the wrong time, or only one emotion so that it's an unhealthy diet. But so there's that something's wrong, as you said. We get this sense that something's wrong, and that creates a certain tension. I mean, it even raises our blood pressure. But if you're stuck there, then that's unhealthy. But action, taking action, relieves that tension.
Exactly.
The tension is there to get you to do something. If you're always at the tension and you never do anything, it's not good for you.
You live with high blood pressure and a lot of stress.
You do, and you don't change the culture.
No, I'm a big believer. What you have said is absolutely true, Jerry. There is a lot of reason for that sense of tension right now in our culture. You know, Christian business owners are dealing with a lot. They're dealing with inflation, high interest rates, supply chain shortages, just the presidential election that is already somewhat in full-fledged mode, even though we are 18 months away, right?
Right.
Just we are entering that zone. And there is a significant level of tension. And I want people to come to learn, yes, but also to be encouraged. Our devotional speaker for Friday morning, as our day begins, is Dr. Dane Ortlund, who is Presbyterian PCA pastor from Naperville, Illinois. Godly, good man. He is a pastor and a writer. He has several books that have been really impactful to me. And I just asked him to talk to our people to encourage them, right? So it's going to be educational, yes. But my hope and prayer is that it will also encourage people's spirits. And encourage them in relationship with other Christian business leaders, and that they will go away and do something.
Hmm. What are they going to learn? I mean, obviously, you can't tell us everything they're going to learn at the conference because, you know, it takes a whole conference to do that.
Sure.
But what sorts of things are they going to learn at this conference?
Right. Well, we have a panel by friends that you will know on ESG. And what's happening with ESG.
That's great.
We have...
Who's on that panel? Let me see the...
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall.
Wonderful.
Is speaking on that panel, as well as Kentucky Treasurer Allison Ball.
She is a superstar. She's been on this podcast a number of times. Yeah.
Yes. And Paul Fitzpatrick from the 1792 Exchange is moderating that panel.
Wow, another great.
Exactly.
They're not well known. 1792 Exchange are not well known, but they are having a huge impact.
Yes, they are.
They have so many. Again, it's that practical tools approach. I'm not sure there's a group out there that has more practical tools when it comes to dealing with the ESG movement and the politicization of capital than 1792.
Yeah, they're empowering the regular Christian business owner to know where he's at risk or she's at risk.
Right.
You can go to the 1792 Exchange website, just a plug for them, and you can look up who your vendors are, who your bank is, who your internet provider is, and you can see how likely it is that that company will cancel you. And we don't tell people to automatically go out and get a new bank or get a new internet provider. But we do tell them you better have a plan B in mind.
Yes.
Because you get a letter at any point from your bank saying next Tuesday, September 1st, whatever, a week or 10 days from now, we are closing your accounts.
Yes.
And if you don't have a plan B, you will be scrambling in the midst of the pressure. So we just tell our people have a plan B in advance. Have it in your back pocket in case you need it.
Or you could even be like Sam Brownback,
who
found out a week after they had canceled the account. He went down with his wife to the bank and, you know, they didn't have the account anymore. So,
it really is happening. And so we will have a panel that'll talk about those kinds of issues.
Yeah, good.
We have a panel of entrepreneurs in the changing world. Hmm. And this is going to be a fun panel with Patrice Sage from Nehemiah Project, Al Caperna with CMC Group. Al is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. He's created about 40 businesses around the world. He is a CEA board member, a really remarkable
gentleman. You did a video about him, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. He's one of my favorites.
He's very interesting. And aquaponics is a personal interest of mine.
Exactly.
So I saw in the video that he's doing all this research and on the matter of aquaponics. And
absolutely.
It's like, if someone doesn't know what that is, go to the CEA website and watch the video.
But, exactly. And using aquaponics to make nonprofit organizations financially stable so they can do the nonprofit mission that they have.
Yes.
So he's the second speaker. And then Wonderful. Our third speaker is a young gentleman named Luke Dooley. Luke is one of the young representatives we have at this summit because we don't want it to all be gray hairs like me. And so we have Luke Dooley joining us. And the point of this panel is this reality, Jerry. The world is changing so fast around us. So fast,
right.
At breakneck speed. It is not possible for any one of us to stay on top of everything we have to stay on top of.
Right.
But for us to manage the calling that we have, we may not be entrepreneurs in the sense of creating some new business, you know, once a year, twice a year, like Al Capurna does, but we better be entrepreneurial in our mindset and our approach to do the work we're called to do, because the world's changing too fast. And if we're not entrepreneurial in our response, we'll get lost. We will get behind.
Right. Even if you're not in the for-profit sector, if you're in ministry, you have to be entrepreneurial.
Exactly.
Right. If you're a nonprofit. Right.
That's the point. The world is changing so fast
Yes.
that we all need to have an entrepreneurial kind of mindset. So that's the vision for that panel.
Wow, that sounds
great. It's calling all of us to think more entrepreneurial in our approach. Whether we're creating new businesses or not, we need to be creating as we do the vision and the mission that God's called us to. So that's another panel we're having. We're having a panel on hiring for success. How do you choose the kind of employees who fit your corporate culture, whether that's a nonprofit organization or a for-profit business? And then how do you train them and equip them to succeed in your business? So we have two specialists in HR, Nikki McLeod, who is with Integrate, and Amy Feynman, who's with In His Name HR. Both of these ladies have been HR specialists for years and are going to be speaking to those issues. We have Kara Frederick, who is the tech specialist at the Heritage Foundation. Kara came out of a background at such corporations as Facebook, has a long history in the tech arena. Mm-hmm. She's a military brat and has traveled around the world advising on technology kinds of concerns, does lots of TV on those things. She will be talking about the ChatGPT AI issue and how it is changing the world and what we need to know for our businesses to be equipped to deal wisely with ChatGPT and AI concerns.
That, I got to tell you, I feel like Christians are maybe behind the conversation on that.
Absolutely.
With there's a sort of thing that happens where there's new technology and we immediately go into attack mode mm-hmm. rather than understanding mode.
Right.
So we just very much emphasize the dangers associated with something rather than the strategies about
right.
how dealing with the, and even opportunities that are created.
Right.
I can tell
there are opportunities and there are dangers and we need to understand both. So Kara will talk
That's
with
great.
Us about that.
I just as an aside at Boyer Research, AI mm-hmm. has transformed our business.
No kidding. How has that happened?
Well, what we've been able to do is, as you know, we're involved in the proxy advisory
right.
area and ESG voting. And what we've been able to do, but there are these incumbents who are there who have 97% market share.
Sure.
And they have kind of produced their research kind of the old-fashioned way. We've been able to sort of, as a new entrant, say like 4 years ago, we've been able to leapfrog over them.
Okay.
By using AI technology to do our research. But
wow.
also we're learning the problems with it. You know, I like to say when it comes to AI, it's really useful just so long as the answer doesn't have to be right. Right?
You do have to to double check. Yes.
That's absolutely. It. Yes.
You have to double check the answers.
You do. And we've come up with strategies of using cross AI to double check the double checking,
right.
You know, so that we end up with something that is reliable.
Right.
Right. So this little teeny tiny Boyer research business has more robust information than the largest proxy services in the world with thousands of employees.
What you're doing is you are being entrepreneurial.
Precisely.
One panel we're using and talking about with AI. You're doing both. And that's beautiful. That's exactly what we need our people to be thinking about and doing. And we hope to equip them with those kinds of strategies as they come out of the summit. There's more.
Yeah, give us another example or two of panels.
So we are having a panel on legal issues of concern. Stephanie Taub, who's senior legal counsel at First Liberty Institute in Plano, Texas, they won the case, the Groff case, the postal worker case this year in the Supreme Court. And then Aaron Hawley, also senior counsel at Alliance Defending Freedom, they won the 303 creative case, the case of the website creator who did not want to promote, from a free speech perspective, did not want to promote messages with which she disagreed.
Right.
So these ladies are coming to talk about those two cases and other cases that they think will be of interest to Christian business owners.
And let me just stop you there for a moment, because we need this reminder. Those are wins. We're winning a lot.
Oh, we are. You're exactly right. And the neat thing about both of those wins is that those wins open doors for a lot of other wins. All we have to do is take that win and go take the break.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Cascade it down over thousands of cases across the country where religious liberty has been denied, and you've got your SCOTUS precedent.
Take that ground, though, right?
Say again.
Take the precedent and take the ground.
And take the ground, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So those are several of the things we have working. We also have my dear friend, Dave Donaldson from CityServe. CityServe is a ministry that goes into the hardest places, whether they're domestic places like what's happening right now in Hawaii, or international places like what was happening and continues to be happening in Ukraine. And they bring in resources, but they do it through local churches. So they equip the local church to meet the needs in that local community. It's a really beautiful ministry. Remember, I know you know this, Jerry, but maybe some of your listeners don't. CEA has a twofold purpose. The first purpose that we have is a Matthew 5 salt and light mission, that we want to call people to be engaged to protect religious freedom. That's the first part. Right. But the second part of our mission is a John 10:10 mission. We want them to live their lives abundantly and help other people live abundantly also. And that plays out in our mission statement, those two pieces. And we try to make our summit reflective of that. So this particular speaker we'll be speaking to that second part. How can our people be involved in a ministry concern, either this ministry or something in their local community that addresses similar kinds of concerns, where they're living out their faith locally for people to see?
And I'm not sure there's a category of people other than employers, maybe pastors, maybe, who have the as much opportunity to be salt and light in the world.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I just learned recently about a new ministry that started called 94X. Free promo for 94X. 94X, the gentleman who started it says that if an employee spends an hour and a half to 2 hours a month, because not everybody maybe is as faithful as church growers as you and I might be, Jerry. So once a month they go to church, they spend an hour and a half or 2 hours, that they spend 94 times as much of their time in their employment situation as they do in their church. And the reality is, even if someone is a faithful church attender every Saturday or Sunday, their engagement might be 2 or 3 hours in their church, but it'll be 40 to 60 hours in their employment situation.
Yes.
And so such opportunity to live out our faith, both with believers through encouragement and engagement with them, discipleship, but also with the unbelievers in our midst.
And you expect church to be Christian, right? When you have a Christian environment in the workplace, it's new ground. Look, some churches become apostate and then have to undergo revival, but by and large, Christian churches are Christian. So if you go to church and someone opens the Bible and starts talking about it, you're not surprised by that.
Exactly. Right? You expect that.
Right.
Exactly.
But in the workplace, it's kind of like it's a new zone of dominion over evil.
Taking dominion.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
So when somebody comes in and seems concerned or distressed and you say, hey, what's going on? You seem distressed today, and they share something with you, to pause and say, would it be okay with you if I pray with you? Obviously, ask permission. They may not be a believer. They may not want you to pray. But if you ask, in my experience, working in secular kind of situations, I can only think of one occasion over all the years where someone was uncomfortable and really didn't want that. It is such an opportunity. For believers in the workplace.
Interesting. Just that conversation about dominion, things are going off in my head. We don't have enough time, so maybe we'll talk another time. I'm going to resist the temptation.
You resist.
Okay, so you can keep going.
This.
Go ahead.
September 28th and 29th.
Yes.
Museum of the Bible. I haven't told you our theme, and I think our theme is really kind of beautiful. And I'm excited to see how.
Well, I know it already, even though you haven't told me, but I don't want to steal your thunder. Go ahead. What is the theme?
Let me tell your folks. The theme this year is simply the word resolute.
Yeah.
And resolute means admirably purposeful, determined, and unwavering. And that's what I believe we are called to as Christians, living in this culture, living in our workplaces. We are called to be resolute, admirably purposeful, determined, and unwavering. And it's based on 1 Corinthians 15, 57 and 58, where we are challenged by the Lord. Paul says, but thanks be to God who gives the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. So we are calling our members and prospects to join us at the Fall Summit to be educated and encouraged and challenged to live their lives resolutely before the Lord, because their labor is not in vain.
Only a resolute Christian community can lead to the resolution of the problems we face.
Exactly.
Nothing else will.
Exactly.
All right. So, someone can go to the website and sign
Absolutely.
Up, right?
Go to the website, homepage, ChristianEmployersAlliance.org, Fall Summit, learn more. And you click on that, it'll tell you all about the summit, the various speakers, the schedule, all of that. We would love to have them join us.
Shannon Royce from Christian Employers Alliance, thanks for being with us again.
I appreciate it, Jerry. Have a great day.
You too. I'm Jerry Boyer. You've been listening to Meeting of Minds podcast.
Thank you.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.